The Winter Dome, we wanted to follow up and take a look at this after seeing it on Infotel. First of all, Deborah, the vision, how did you come up with this then?
Well, I was looking for something unique. And there are hundreds of cabins that people can rent in this area. Like, they've been there, done that. And I thought, what is going to draw people? Plus, I was interested in the whole concept of glamping. And so did a bit of research, and I just had some sort of odd fascination with these geodesic domes. I thought they looked extraordinarily cool. So that's kind of how the vision started. I wanted something unique.
Can you describe geodesic to us then?
Sure. So a geodesic dome is a label, a title for a specific type of structure. So if you picture a golf ball and cut it in half, so there's many different triangles that form the golf ball. That's kind of what a geodesic dome looks like. So it's a cut-in-half golf ball, but I had mine specifically manufactured to look like igloos. So that's a better visual for people. Imagine a giant igloo, and that's kind of what these domes look like.
600-plus square feet, 16 feet high, if you can just go over the dimensions for me too then, yeah.
Yeah, so the diameter's 9 meters of each dome, and the peak of the dome would be 16.5 feet. And so what we've done, so it's about 692, so 700 square feet on the main level, interior. But then we also put a loft in them because the ceilings are so high. And so the loft would have another additional, say, I don't know, 100 square feet. So shockingly, for a, technically it's a tent, they're quite large inside.
Right, and the windows go right around, circular windows.
They do. So we've got two windows, see-through windows. The front has a massive panoramic, it's actually 32 feet wide, window, front window. So that's, you, literally you lay in your king-size bed and you open up the drapes and there's this huge panoramic window. But we also have skylights. So the people who are sleeping in the lofts can open up the skylight and literally see the stars.
Very good. The direction of this, you did this because you wanted to have a getaway place for others, or it was just a project, right?
It was a little bit more than a project. it was always a dream for retirement. I thought someday I would like to do this, but that someday got expedited when COVID hit, and I basically lost my other business. There was no work, and so it was a bit of a necessity. Plus, I have the type of spirit that I'm fairly resilient. And so I thought, okay, so I can't do this business, but I have to do something. So why don't I do this now? So it was almost like an emergency situation. It's like, I have to have an income. And so I thought, what can I do? And I thought, well, why not do this dream? Why not do it now? So it kind of got pushed up on my timeline.
One of the questions I'd asked you earlier for the tour, and thank you for that tour as well, but you don't have a model to follow. Sometimes when people get into a business, they have somewhere where they can go and just see. But you are the model for this then, right?
Yeah. Yes. Which has been a blessing and a curse, because the curse is we had no idea what we were doing. The learnings were exponential every day. But the blessing is we've learned so much. And if I were to do it all over again, I've learned what I shouldn't do and what I did well, but also if there's anybody who in the future is interested in this, there's someone, at least locally, that probably would be able to help them.
Just a husband and you, there's not a lot of time to do full tours, but if people want to come and check you out, do you have a website then?
We do. If people go to winderdome.com, just as it sounds, winderdome.com, or they can contact me through email, through the website, and I will tour anybody. We've been doing quite a few tours lately. And me not being super experienced on social media, I think the more eyes that see the place, the better. So yeah, if people want to come tour it, just contact me. I'd love to show them.
There's a full experience to it. It's not just the domes themselves, isn't it?
Correct. So we've called it Winter Dome Resort. So yes, we have the geodesic domes for rent, but we also have a beautiful 40-foot outdoor heated private pool with outdoor kitchen and other amenities. So the concept is they can rent and stay in a dome, but if they wish, they can also rent the pool space. And what we're trying to brand here is privacy. So the domes are quite private and the pool is private, meaning there won't be other people in the pool using the pool space while you are. So it's a private rental. You get it with your whoever it is you bring, and you get the whole space to yourself for whatever hourly period you want.
Highway 90, 395, just the east side of going into Windermere then, right?
That is correct.